بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كلامه المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر، صدق الله العلي العظيم. It is indeed a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated for us to get through this blessed month of Ramadan despite, you know, what we began with, kind of fearing certain things. By the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for many people, and hopefully inshallah for most people up until now, it's been a blessed Ramadan, and we have been able to do certain things that we haven't been able to do in the past, and we have valued doing those things inshallah. Naturally, many things we have missed out on, and we will continue to miss, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us as if we had done those good deeds, and reward us for our patience, because Ramadan does not feel like a Ramadan without having done certain things. But inshallah, we anticipate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We anticipate the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We anticipate the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We anticipate blessings and halal rizq and so many good and amazing things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we, you know, proceed now, as we are about to close off the month of Ramadan, we begin with the last 10 nights of Ramadan. This is essentially it. You know, we continue to get ready in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban for Ramadan. And then we begin the month of Ramadan in anticipation of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Right, the last 10 nights. So this is it. This is your final lap. Give it all you got, because the rewards are so much more greater. And the rewards are not just in the akhirah, but the rewards are in this world as well. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, "Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min." Whichever believing man or woman does good deeds. And of course, Ramadan, and especially the last 10 nights, are filled with nothing but direct act of good deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will give them a tayyib life. We will give them a good life, a wholesome life. So all that we've done until now, and all that we will continue to do in the remaining nights of Ramadan, will not only assist us in the akhirah, but they will assist us in this dunya as well, inshallah. I recited Surah Al-Qadr. And by the way, I'm sure that I'm not going to be the only one that's going to be reminding you of the merits of the last 10 nights of Ramadan and the importance of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But the reality is that the more reminders we have, inshallah, the more we will benefit. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is narrated to have said, man qama imanan wa ihtisaban, right? Whosoever stands in the night of Qadr out of faith and out of reward, right? Out of anticipation of reward, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, all of their previous sins will be forgiven. Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever stood in its search and found it, for him his previous and future sins have been forgiven. In another narration, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes this night as better than 1,000 months. And then he says, "Man hurima laylatal qadr, hurima al-khayr kulluh." Whosoever has been deprived of this night has been deprived of all goodness. Has been deprived of all goodness. That's why we are reminded that the actions that we do, don't take any action lightly, brothers and sisters. That's the point. You know, we've been fasting, don't take your fasting lightly. It is an act of great reward. We've been praying, do not take prayer lightly, right? We've been giving in charity, either less or more. Only Allah knows how much we have and how much we give, and the struggle that we go through in that which we give. Don't take that lightly. All of that is rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? All of that is rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every extra two rak'ah that you and I will pray in these nights, rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any effort that we make to pray Isha in congregation, rewarded by Allah. Any effort that we make to pray Fajr in congregation, rewarded by Allah. There's that hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he alayhi salatu wa sallam reminds us, and I've shared this so many times in the past. If you pray Isha in congregation, you get the reward of worshipping Allah half of the night. And if you pray Fajr in congregation, you get the reward of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala half of the night. Which is why there's some narrations and some ulama have mentioned, just to make it easy for the believers, that as long as you have prayed Isha in congregation, you will get the reward of the night of Qadr. I mean, look at the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Look at the reward. Allah does not want to deprive us of this night. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam does not want to deprive us of this night. With all the merits and all the ahadith that the ulama have read and understood, they want to make sure that we don't get deprived of this blessed night. So pray Isha in congregation. Pray a little bit of Taraweeh. If we have not been diligent in praying Taraweeh until now, become diligent. And I don't mean 20, and I don't even mean 8. Become diligent. Let there not be a single night from here onwards until the end of Ramadan that we don't pray at least 2. If you can pray more, pray more. Right? Imam Malik was known to have prayed up to 41 rak'ahs. But if you can't, pray more than 2, at least 2. Don't go to sleep without having prayed 2 rak'ah of Taraweeh. If you have been reciting some Qur'an, recite a little more. If you've been reading the translation, add a little more to it. In other words, do something extra to receive the extra. That's all. Do a little extra to receive a little extra gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the gift is that of forgiveness. The gift is that of forgiveness. Imagine if someone were to pass away after having been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have nothing to answer for. Which is why, you know, one of our teachers would mention that all that most human beings will be accountable for is from the last moment they made forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until they pass away. Because Ramadan to Ramadan, all the past is forgiven. Hajj to Hajj, right? All your past is forgiven. Tawbah to Tawbah, all major sins are forgiven. So the only thing that believers may remain accountable for is from that last moment you made istighfar and Tawbah till the moment an individual passes away. That's all you'll be accountable for. And then also keep in mind that some people have been feeling a little uneasy and guilty. Oh, we haven't been able to pray Taraweeh this month. Yeah, you have. You've been praying Taraweeh at home. And then people say that, oh, we've only been reciting the small surahs. What does that mean? Have you not been reciting the Qur'an in your voluntary prayers? Have you not? What else? What have you been reciting? You've been reciting the Qur'an in your voluntary prayers. While some people may say small surahs or only surahs that I know. What are you saying? You're reciting the word of God. You're reciting the final revelation of Allah. You're reciting Al-Quran in your prayers. Why would Allah not reward you? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهِ. Recite from the Quran which is easy. And we are reciting whatever is easy for us. That which we know is easy for us. That will be our reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may this be for those of us that don't know a lot of Qur'an or have memorized a little bit of Qur'an in the past and have forgotten various chapters. May this month be, right, a reason for us. Right? May this month be a reason for us to go back to memorize those surahs. Or memorize a little more than what we already know. Or memorize some of those surahs that we've been hearing again and again, but we haven't actually formally sat down and gone through it. You know, honestly, if I can, while I'm talking about the night of Qadr, if we can make a lifelong goal of memorizing just 2 surahs, brothers and sisters, just 2 surahs, Yasin and Mulk. Yasin and Mulk. Among all the verses of the Qur'an, and of course the smaller surahs, Falaq and Nas and Ayatul Kursi, we all know those. But I'm talking about lengthier surahs. Yasin, and Mulk. Make it a lifelong goal and get started. If you memorize one line a month, you may be done in 10 years from now, which is not a lot, because inshallah we have many, many more years to live. But imagine if you were to memorize one line a week, you would memorize 52 lines in the course of 1 year. You would be done in a few years. Because of all the surahs of the Quran, right? These are surahs that the Prophet ﷺ reminded us to recite regularly every day. Yasin, for ease in your daily affairs, and Suratul Mulk, to be protected from the punishment of the grave, right? That's what the Nabi ﷺ says, that it is my desire that these 30 verses be in the heart of every believer, Suratul Mulk. Of course, there's other surahs that contain a lot of merit, Suratul Waqi'ah and Surah Kahf as well, and so on and so forth. But these two, Yasin and Mulk, if we can get those down. So let us anticipate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is why the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us, تَحَرَّوْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Look for the night of Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And there's so many narrations, be it the 23rd, contrary to what many of us from the subcontinent believe, Sattais Virat, the 27th night. It could, by the way, very well be the 23rd, the 25th, the 29th. In fact, there's many narrations around the 23rd as well, 25th as well, and so on and so forth. So just look for them, right? And this hadith doesn't even mention the odd nights. It just mentions the last 10 nights. So if I may leave us with a little bit of formula, and that is, brothers and sisters, make our fasts of a higher category. Not just refrain from eating and drinking, but refrain from speaking unnecessarily, refrain from seeing things unnecessarily, refrain from hearing things unnecessarily. So make our fast of a greater quality. Secondly, let us be diligent in our 5 times prayers. And in addition to the prayers, in the last 10 nights, if we haven't already done so in the last 10 days, become diligent in the sunnah prayers associated to the fard prayers. Fajr has 2 sunnah before it. Dhuhr has 4 before, 2 after. Maghrib has 2 after. Isha has 2 after. And then, of course, there's the other sunnahs as well, which we know as sunnah ghair mu'akkada in the subcontinent. Let us be diligent in those as well. And then as far as the voluntary prayers, tahajjud, duha and ishraq, name of the same prayer, awabin after maghrib, and taraweeh, as much as you can, become diligent in those. Be as charitable as you can. If we haven't given our zakah, let this be a time in which we give our zakah. And let this be a time in which we, if we've already given in charity, please give again. And lastly, what I want to share is that a lot of times people, you know, there's a number of charities that we want to give our funds to, and they're all very, very important. But if there's one institution that has really been suffering during the course of this month, has been our local masjid. No one has asked me to say this to you, but I know this for a fact, that the institution that is really struggling happens to be our local masjid this year. So let us do our part to make sure that we give to our local masjid for its operations, not for the zakah, not for this program, not for that program, specifically for the operations, so that the masjid can continue their operations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month a mubarak one for all of us. Make these nights a mubarak one for all of us. Insha'Allah, I will keep you in my du'as, my entire community, especially the MCC community that I have been dearly missing during the course of this month. And I request all of you to keep me and my family, my children, my parents, everyone in your blessed du'as in these nights. May Allah grant us all afiyah, well-being, and forgiveness. Last thing, Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, and I wanted to share this at the end, the dua that we should make is, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are the one who forgives, you love to forgive, so forgive me. In any language that you can, as many times as you can, make it a dhikr of an entire tasbih if you can. May Allah grant us His forgiveness. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.